Welcome to Purple Hour Podcast, a journey through the discography of K-pop sensation BTS.
Welcome back to Purple Hour Podcast. I'm Lexi.
I'm Anjanae. Wow.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Welcome back. That really caught you off guard. There's only two of us.
I know. But I think this is an exciting time to explain how we're going to kind of switch it up and keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Anj.
So this podcast is like my child. I like had the idea originally, and then I was like, well, no one's gonna want to listen to just me talk about BTS forever. I need to like hear other people's. Thank you. But I want to hear like my friends and other people's perspectives, because that's perspective is everything, right? So
exactly.
Lexi and Becca were so willing to help me and join me. And so for our first like intro episode and our first episode, we thought it was really important that you get to know all of our personalities and our voices. Mm-hmm. And then moving forward, we're just gonna, you know, it's gonna be me and Lexi or Becca, like moving forward. Wow, I already said that. And sometimes it will be all three of us, just depending on if we're all really passionate about a song. But typically it will be, or they'll be switching back and forth on songs that they really, really want to speak on. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
like,
that's a good.
Like, watch out for songs like Paradise or Tear. I feel like that song will probably have a lot. It'll be all three of us.
Yeah, definitely.
Be, you know, certain songs for sure that we'll all be on together.
For sure. There's some songs we all just have to put in our two cents. Like, definitely, like, yeah. We are Bulletproof the Eternal. Like, how could we not?
Oh, please, no.
I know. How do I not cry while listening to that in Spring Day? I'll never know.
I it's impossible for me. I genuinely tears every time, so.
So this week, these past few weeks have been exciting. Like, we're getting BTS vlogs.
Okay, yes, BTS vlogs, there is so much going on. I love that we're getting, like, once a week, so it's not all, like, saturated, like, all at once or, like, every other day. I like that they're spreading it out.
Yeah, so we can take in, like, their individual, like, times, like, Tay's car driving vlog. I love that man so much. He's so cute.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been, like, prolonging watching the entire thing because it is so cute, but I'm like, I want to savor it. So I have watched like probably the first 20 minutes so far, and I love it so much already that I was like, oh my gosh, like what would I do if, you know, they were like, hey, go vlog your day, what are you gonna do, you know?
I it's such a tough question. I bet Tay was like, well, I just want to share music, like that's his thing. He loves to like go on VLives and like share all of his like music that he's listening to. Mm-hmm. I think it's his love language. But yeah, Lexi, what would you do if you were vlogging? That's so fun to like think about.
I know. Back when I thought I wanted to be an influencer, right? Hey,
influencer.
You know, I did, you know, like, think about, like, things that I wanted to record, so.
Definitely.
I mean, just being, like, where we are, driving into, like, this city, and just exploring, like, where you live is always something I find really fun, because, like, you could live somewhere your entire life, but still find so many new places to explore. So always. I think that, for me, is, that's something that I'm very much into doing. So finding new spots in places that I thought I already fully discovered. And I do enjoy driving. So, it, you know, taking the time to drive into, like, a more urban area instead of out in the suburbs. I would just explore. take pictures, you know.
Yeah, I love those kind of vlogs. I love vlogs when people are driving, so it was like perfect. That's what Tay ended up doing.
I know. So cute. What about you, Anj?
I really had to think about this because I never had my wanting to be a YouTuber era. I don't know why. No, I mean, more recently, my roommate is really, really has always been into YouTubers, and now she has like her niche, like people that she watches. And after watching some of hers, like the people that she watches, I noticed that I like shorter vlogs, like maybe like 20 minutes. So I was thinking if I were gonna vlog, I would probably do like a little trip to like a special coffee shop. And do like my coffee
Cute.
order, and like I would be there, like, you know, writing or reading like a book. It would just be like a cute, kind of silent, like vibe trip, like driving there, you know, just like a simple vlog. I feel like that's if I were to try, that's where I could thrive. Definitely.
I like it. I like it. Those are more like, I see those like shorter ones on TikTok. I see those
Yeah, that
too,
was my
where I'm like,
inspo.
yes, I love that, because then you get like the really aesthetic shots, but you don't have to make it like such a long video, you know? So, no, I love that. I could totally sense that, to be honest. I love it. I
You
love
read me.
it.
So going back to Tay's vlog, he shared so many songs, and Armies, of course, like made that like a Spotify playlist immediately. Thank you, Armies, always on that. If you
Yes,
were
we love you, armies.
We're insane, but we come in handy for a lot of things. Dedication. So I was thinking, if you were to make a three-track soundtrack that represented you, like, what would you have?
Okay, so I thought about this, and I did two versions. I did like a BTS one. And then I did like a non-BTS
Oh, I
one.
should have done that.
So I'm just gonna hit the non-BTS one real quick. There's this song called Way Back Home by Sean, and it's just like really chill vibes. Genuinely, like I could see myself just playing it with the windows down, driving down whatever highway. And then Heaven's Cloud by Seventeen, shout out.
Yes. Carrots, are
And
you listening?
then
Just kidding.
I would say I go back and forth, but I am a directioner as well. So
Our origins.
yes, correct. I would say either Where Do Broken Hearts Go, because I freaking love that song, or I'd say at the moment probably wolves.
I used to love wolves. So
Yes.
cute.
So I mean both of the albums that those songs were on were so good. So yeah, that's my quick non-BTS version.
I love it.
And then for the BTS version, in terms of just like road trip vibes for me or like driving, I do like more upbeat
Me
songs,
too.
just so I don't fall asleep, right?
Or cry.
Or cry, yeah. Although sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes car cries are like the most cathartic.
It's true.
So anyway, moving forward, I would say my three, okay, this first one, I've really been loving All Night
Yes.
with Juice WRLD. Like, oh my
When we get
god,
to that song, those lyrics.
I love that song. Like, it's so good. Like, it's, yeah, that the whole BTS world was
Underrated.
such a masterpiece, and they did this all for a video game. Hello,
I
please.
know.
Yes, so All Night, and then I've been really vibing with Kim Seok Jin lately, so I put Moon on there. Oh, I know, it's so cute. And then, of course, the ever stable Home.
A banger, a classic. It's everything to me.
Classic. Love that song.
Yeah.
So those are my three.
Oh, I'd just like to say, one time I was playing Moon to a non-ARMY, and they told me that it sounds like an anime opening, and I have never been able to unhear it. And it's kind of true, and I love it. Love it.
That's adorable.
Oof. So I just did a non-BTS version, but I can quickly like think of a BTS version after. But yeah. So if I had to choose three songs to be my soundtrack, I would do Ribs by Lorde.
Ooh.
I'm showing my other side of like my music taste. I like pop, indie, and like R&B. So Ribs by Lorde, that song feels like I'm ascending into another universe. Rest Up by Boy Pablo. He is so good. Listen to that song, his lyrics. Honestly, any of his songs. And lastly, Ordinary by Umi. That's a little R&B for you. I just feel like those are my vibes. Like, those are just very vibey, like, indie songs. And that's kind of the music I listen to when I'm not listening to K-pop.
Nice.
If I had to do a BTS one off the top of my head, I'm gonna do A Brand New Day. Because I think that song is underrated off the BTS World soundtrack.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hobie's verse. Iconic.
Oof.
You know, I'm going to choose Run BTS because that song is a banger.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I didn't even think of that.
I know. But it's
so good. I know.
It's so good. You know, I'm going to throw in Dimple because Dimple is always reliable.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of the choreo and it's just fun to drive to. Yeah, I think. So yeah, those are my soundtracks that I would choose to represent myself.
I love it. Love it.
Which BTS member would you want a road trip with? Is the real question. If you had to choose.
I mean, okay, if I had to choose. Okay, what I can tell you is that not that I wouldn't like to go on a road trip with him. It's the fact that I would then have to drive the entire time. I'm sorry, June. I love you. I do not mean the June slander, but I sometimes, you know, I can't drive for forever.
Very valid. So, June will learn how to drive for you. Just kidding.
So that is the only reason I didn't pick him off the bat. I will say it's one of Yunjin. It's gonna be one of those two.
So cute.
I go back and forth. Obviously, Yoongi is my bias.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as we see in many of their multiple, you know, content that they release, he is, you know, one of the ones that will be driving.
Definitely both of them.
Yeah, so I trust both of them to transport me from point A to point B safely. And I was thinking about, like, both of them in terms of, like, driving on In the Soup.
Mm-hmm.
And how Jin, like, wore the, like, dad sunglasses.
He's so
and then
cute.
And then he told JK to go to sleep because he knew JK was tired. So I'm like, okay, consider it.
Very.
And then Yoongi is just like, he just knows. You know, like, I wouldn't have to worry.
He would just make you feel safe.
Yeah. So I think either of those two. Those are my dudes.
Aww.
Like I said, I've been simping for Kim Seok Jin lately, so, you know.
I mean, how can you not? The man is...
I know.
Have you seen him? I'm just kidding. Namjoon, I will drive you anywhere. But I didn't even think about that when I was considering it because I would literally, I don't care, I would drive him. But, so I have two options as well. But in my options, one of them would be driving and in the other one, I would be driving.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, okay. Not because he's my bias, but because we have very similar music taste, I would want a road trip with Taeyong driving because...
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
when he in his vlog, you know, he's playing, he's excited to share all his music, but he's really just taking it in and he's being quiet. And I'm very much like that when I'm listening to my music. You know, those like old Tumblr posts that are like, if I miss my favorite part of my song, I have to like start it again.
Oh yeah,
that's me. Yes. So I like to just take in music when I'm going on a drive with someone and for a little bit not really talk. And I feel like Tay would be perfect for that because we have the same music taste and we would just be able to vibe and not always have to talk. Not that we wouldn't, but you know, I think he would understand me. And
right.
If I'm driving, I would really like to have Hoseok with me.
Oh,
I think that he would have very like deep and valuable conversations with me, like on a long car drive, if like I really needed it or if I was going through something. Like in The Soup, when him and Tay are like driving together and he's like trying to like give Tay courage to like do his mixtape and like talk him through it, I feel like Hobie is always the one to lean on, and I think long car drives are meant for long conversations. So yeah, that I've made a that's what those are mine, my boys.
I love it.
So sweet.
Ah. I mean, speaking of Hoseok, let's just take a second because as of recording, Jack in the Box is not yet fully released.
Not yet. So soon, tomorrow night.
I know. We are patiently, not so patiently waiting.
Eagerly waiting.
To see what it is that Jung Hoseok drops for us.
I can't believe it's his comeback week. It's giving.
I know.
Right now, it's giving pop punk.
I know.
Eyeliner.
I love it.
Nails painted. It's giving everything I needed.
It's giving angst.
Yes.
Yes.
It's giving.
Give me all of the angst.
Angst and.
I'll take it.
Anger, but like.
And. Edge.
Yes.
Edginess.
Yes. Totally. I love the persona flip, like genuinely. Like from Hope World to this.
I know. Let's dive in on that. I would love to know what your favorite, you know, let's start with Hobie before we again jump into Hoseok, you know. Oof. Let's fave Hobie like song, like solo song.
You know, I feel like when I first listened to Hope World, it was different, and they're all genuinely so good, but I would have to choose Daydream. It just makes me like want to like groove. It's just so fun. I wish that I could hear it live, but yeah, honestly, Daydream and then probably Piece of Peace would be a close second. It's so hard. How about you?
You know, I do like a lot of the songs, but I feel like I have been going really deep into Blue Side.
Yes. Classic.
I love Blue Side.
The extended version? So good. Or the Hope World version?
Of course. Extended.
Yes. I love that he went back and added to it like after the fact to process his emotions that he originally wrote. He's so like thoughtful in everything he does.
Yes. And I think because of like, you know, like the J-Hope that we see on, you know, Hobie. Like on the screen, like the we see Hobie and we see, you know, like we think very. At least when I first started listening to BTS, I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's just so happy all the time and all this stuff. And you think very, like, face value rather than, you know, and you see all of these, like, songs that he puts out as, you know, a solo artist. And you're like, wait a second, like, no, he's not just, like, happy all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he feels real feelings.
Yeah, of course.
That they all should be able to feel and express. So I'm really glad that we're now getting, like, we're getting Hoseok, you know? Like, yeah. I like this.
No more. I have not called him Hobie during this time because he is
Not at all.
Jung Ho Sok, like 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's I think that's part of the reason why he decided to take this direction, because he, mm-hmm. I remember one of the Run episodes when they had to talk about something. I can't remember the game. It was like you had to, every time you wanted to answer a question, you had to refer to something that made you ashamed. And mm-hmm. his was really long, but it had to do with the fact that when he was home, his parents were disappointed that he was so quiet, because he said he would spend mm-hmm. so much energy, like, keeping up with, like, the happy, like, fun, like, mm-hmm. always happy J-Hope. And when he's around his family, like, he can just chill and think of his, like, sink into his emotions happy. And it worried them, but he was just like recharging. So mm-hmm. it's interesting that he had to, like, that he is switching so that we can see that other side to him, and like people can view him as multifaceted and not just always like happy. I mean, it's amazing that you know he exudes so much great energy, but everyone has like different sides.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we, not just with him, but with all of them, to, you know, see and explore all of these emotions and all these feelings that people are able and should be able to express.
Definitely.
So I think with Jack in the Box coming out, I'm glad that he is just being, you can tell that it's like authentic and like that's what he wants to do
mm-hmm.
and like explore, and you can tell how nervous he is,
my sweet boy. He is,
I know, but it's like I'm so excited, like I'm ecstatic that he's, you know, when I first heard more I was like, oh,
ooh,
okay, yeah, let's get it, like, yes,
he's insane, totally caught me off guard. But that's, like, good music. Like, catches you unexpectedly.
Right. Exactly. Oof.
Do you have a favorite Hoseok hair color?
Okay. So, I went back and forth. I would go with hairstyle because I love Hobi in Dynamite, like the little hair, like the dark hair flip, like where you can see his forehead.
Aww.
But I also love the Suwuzu, like platinum Hobi, like especially
choppy bangs.
Yes, and especially like the photo card for the Suwuzu Blu-ray. That Hobi is so stinky. Like it's not like pin straight
mm-hmm.
platinum blonde, but it's like the, like, kind of like it looks like he got it permed a little bit.
Yes,
and it's the platinum blonde.
I know exactly what
so
you're
I
talking
love
about
that
platinum blonde Hobi. So cute.
Yes, it was such a look. Ugh.
it was you know, I thought about it, and if I really had to choose one, it was short-lived, but I really liked when he had light brown hair and blonde highlights, like in Chicken Noodle Soup.
And in
Bon Voyage, when they went to New Zealand. Like, mm-hmm. It just looked so good. It looks so good. It's my favorite.
Yes, no, okay. I love that too. Okay, yep.
I can't forget about it. It's one of my favorites. Man.
Love it.
So, Wait, we never really shared with everyone, like, our specific, like, relationship, our friendship, how it even started.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, for sure. So I know we've kind of mentioned it, like, in our intros episode, but if you haven't listened to it, y'all should go back and listen to it.
Yeah, listen to our intros.
Like, little cute stuff in there. But if you don't, if you don't know, Anj and I knew each other in college, and we were in the same org. We were in the same organization.
We were.
And I met her when she was a freshman. I actually remember meeting you the day that you joined our organization.
You do?
I do. I remember meeting you on that day, and I was like, oh my gosh, wait, she's such a cutie. Like, hello.
Stop.
Yes. So, yeah, that was, I genuinely remember seeing you, and I was like, oh my God, wait, why are you so adorable? Like, hello.
Stop.
And then as we've progressed through college and stuff, we got closer. And then,
We were
sorry, go
always
for it.
fangirls. I remember when I
Yes.
met you, I was just like, she's so cool. Like
Oh my God,
she's like
stop.
I felt safe and like very
Oh.
welcome into the organization. You were always like one of the easiest people to like talk to. And then as I got to know you more because
Stats.
we had mutual friends, I was like, Lexi's just like me.
Yeah.
We're both fangirls, and we would talk
Yes.
about One Direction. We would talk about
Yes.
music that we liked, and we would just fangirl. And I really appreciated it because I felt like
Yeah.
I wanted, like, and once I got into college, I was kind of like suppressed in my fangirl times. So it was nice to have someone to like talk about it
Oh,
with.
yeah. No, I feel like especially when you get to somewhere like college, like it tends to be something like I feel like being a fangirl, has such a like a bad
It
connotation when
does.
honestly it's just you appreciating, an artist or, like a group that just makes you happy. So, you know what? Screw it. Like, yes, I'm a fangirl. Whatever. Like, I'm gonna do me. Y'all can hate as you want to, but
Exactly.
I remember, yeah, I remember meeting and talking about like One Direction and stuff. And then after I graduated, I'd say we lost a touch a little bit, and that's okay because you're not in close vicinity as someone as often as you used to be. So
Adult friendships are hard. They're really
yeah, just a
telling.
heads up to anyone. Yeah, just a heads up to anyone. Especially the semester or two or like a year, I guess, after you graduate college or you leave college. It's definitely like no one really talks about it, but like there's like the new grad blues where it's
Oh,
like
definitely.
you it's a complete shift. So you're no longer, walking distance, literally like steps away from these people that you've lived with for however long or you literally hang out with all the time. And so it's definitely a culture shift. And so yeah, we did lose touch a little bit.
Well, I knew
And
you were what, graduated 2 years before me.
yeah.
So, I mean, I knew, and I was at the point where I was trying to figure out what I was gonna do with my life for after
Right.
college, and you were already in that. So we were just at different points, in our lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, that once you become an adult and your friends aren't always close to you, or you have less time in the day. Like I used to be such a good texter, and I used to like, sometimes take it personally if someone didn't text me back like right away or at all. And now I find it hard to text back everyone. Like I might end up becoming a phone call person because if when you don't talk to someone for a while, it's
Yes.
I loathe small talk, and especially through text. And it's, not everyone can handle that. They not, talking all the time, or just those friendships that you don't have to worry about anything changing are the
Yeah.
best. Like we can just pick up where we left
You can
off.
pick up. Yeah,
There's no weird,
exactly.
oh, are we still friends? Oh, did I upset them? Like that's just adulting, is you realize everyone
Yeah.
is figuring themselves out.
Yeah. I think you make a really good point. It's you realize who your real friends are, or like the real friendships that you've made when you can. You don't have to apologize that you haven't been in contact. You just kind of know, like, oh, we have just been dealing with life and doing things as we need to, and you kind of just, you know, if anything, it makes it more exciting because you have more stuff to talk about. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad that, speaking of that, that we were never not friends, but, like, we just hadn't talked super often for a while, and one day, like, in 2020, you saw Chimmy in my car. I got my first, like, shot for the vaccine, and I had posted my, like, my vaccine card in my car, and I have Chimmy hanging in my car on my mirror, and Lexi responds, like, "Is that Chimmy?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yes. Do you like BTS?" And then from then on, like, we just rekindled, like, everything. Or yes. We just had, like, BTS to talk about.
And then we found out that... I love that. Well, we found out that our bias lines were the same. And then
Insane. Mine shifted a little bit. But, yes, always.
But yes.
Yeah. I love that for us. So that's just a little background on how we have been friends, became stronger friends, became armies together.
Armies. Yes.
I love it. Oof, are you ready to talk about Yet to Come?
Yes. I am. I feel like this.
Everyone's like, what are they going to talk about Yet to Come? We're like 30 minutes in.
Y'all are just going to have to understand, like, we like to catch up and do, like, some fun stuff before we dive deep.
Yeah, we want you to be able to think about these things and answer us, because we really like hearing some people responded with their big three BTS albums and songs, like, from last week. So if you ever have your top three song soundtrack or who you would want to vlog with or what you would vlog, we'd love to hear it.
Yes, let us know. Interact with us. If you have any ideas, let us know too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to say, moving forward on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, we may do some polls, letting people who are listening, like, choose our next song, or just, you know, polls in general. We'll just think of them as we go. But with choosing Yet to Come, like we mentioned before, we were going to figure out what order and how we were going to, you know, unfold and unpack their discography. So starting with No More Dream, obviously at the beginning of their everything and their chapter one, like they said, and now we're coming completely full circle to their most recent and final title check of their first chapter, Yet to Come. So, like, we're gonna try to do, you know, an older song and then a newer song to see how their themes, like, are connected through pretty much their entire discography, especially in this song and No More Dream and other songs. They're really reflecting on a lot of the things they've talked about in the past 9 years. So everything is honestly connected.
Right. Let's see. So I would just like to say after watching the music video and hearing Yet to Come for the first time, I'm not gonna lie, with everything that happened in that little time period that all came out, it took time for me to, you know, really process. Read through and process, like, this whole song. But as we've, you know, been in this quote-unquote hiatus or whatever.
Off period, whatever.
Yes, this off period, which we obviously now know is not anything but an off period. You know, like, this is like a call out to, you know, the real armies that have stuck with them through this first chapter and the ones who are down
for sure
to stick with them through these next, you know, chapters to come. So yeah. I'm excited because I like genuinely took time out of my workday, because let's be honest, it was a very slow workday. It's fine, whatever. And I, you know, looked through the lyrics and just, you know, felt It made me feel lighter, which is interesting because of how
It's a heavy
deep and
topic.
how, yeah, and how emotional the time that this came out was. So, yeah. Your
Yeah, I
song is very
definitely
beautiful, by the way.
agree.
Like,
It is so beautiful. It took me time to process. I honestly, like with everything happening,
yeah.
I until they came out with the stages of it, was I more able to process the actual lyrics. And obviously reading through it recently. But I think that it's really refreshing, not that they haven't always been supportive of each other, but to see them like finally like I mean they've always done their own things, but you know really like doing the things they want to do, like Tay doing a show with his like other group of friends and Hobi
Yeah.
like having his
Like
comeback and Namjoon just traveling and talking about art.
And like really like leaning into these things that they love
Yeah, that they're in,
individually and
yeah.
that make them individuals. Yeah, no, I completely
But it
agree.
makes seeing that like seeing them support each other and then like when we see them get together again, like they just filmed something for Run BTS, like it makes it so much more
Yes.
exciting and like refreshing because they're like get to go and you know do and express themselves and then come back together because they still love each other so much. It probably it's so healthy for them.
Yes, and I kind of equate it to, you know, in those like movies and, you know, any type of TV show where it's like if you're together all the time, you have literally nothing to talk about. And so for them, on top of, you know, that, they would then have to make music and write lyrics and stuff. But it's like if they're doing the same thing, they're with the same people all the time, like they said, like they don't have a new message to lean into.
Yeah, definitely.
So taking this time to again find themselves and do things with people separately, it makes it more exciting, like what we said earlier, when you spend time apart and you come back and, you know, rekindle like any type of relationship, you have more to talk about and you have, you know, exciting things to bring to the table.
We did that. What the heck?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great comparison in our own lives.
Exactly. So I don't know how you want to break this down. I don't know if you did like in like verse order or anything like
Well, I
that, but
have some
there are
facts.
Oh yes, please hit me with those
Yeah,
facts.
all right. Let me get you these yet to come facts. All right. Yet to come was released on June 10th, 2022. Written by P Dog, RM, Max. I know Max wrote this.
Yes.
Max, Dan Gleiser, Suga, and J-Hope. Of course,
Woohoo.
the video makes nostalgic references to their previous music videos, such as Just One Day, Run, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spring Day, Fake Love, No More Dream, and even has connections lyrically to C,
Yes.
which is a secret, amazing track.
Secret track. Secret track. I love that track so much. Whew. We'll get to
I
that one too.
know,
Oy.
it's so beautiful. But yeah, so those are my little fun facts about Yet to Come.
Yeah. Speaking of C, I do want to just make a quick parallel to the music video before we jump into the lyrics. But when the song literally moved, what? When the music video first starts, like JK being in the desert, and then you hear like the waves crashing, like for C, it genuinely made me think of C. And on top of like just yet to come in general, thinking about C, I'm like, okay, well, thank you. Now I'm even more emotional. So,
See, yeah, it took me a while to realize that reference because that one wasn't as obvious.
yes.
Oof. Man. All right,
Yeah.
are you ready? Let's talk about Yet to Come.
Yeah, let's finally get into this 40 minutes in.
Wow, I don't even know where to start. Do you just want to start with like the overall message?
Yeah, for sure. And then I don't know if this will be like a topic that we'll end up talking about for a lot of songs, but I think composition, I'm really into like how songs are, how they curate these things, like how they set up
Are
the.
you a Yoongi bias or something?
Oh, hey, you know what? Hey. You know, I Yoongi?
Composition. Yeah, I mean, I
But
would
like
love
you
to
know
hear what
like
you'd have to
the
say.
I like the way that they structure this song. I think it's really interesting that they have, they start off they have it in like buckets. So it's like vocal line, then rap line, and then vocal. And I also like how in the pre-chorus they have rap line and vocal line answering each other. Where it's like where Yoongi starts off saying, like what's the path to your dream? Like do you have a dream? And then like vocal line answering back to that. So and then, the rest of rap line doing that too. And then having, rap line in their verses, like they all flow so well into each other. And obviously as armies, like we can all tell like sonically like who is who and the lyrics and like what they say. Like it makes sense that it's that specific member of Rap Line saying it, but I would wonder how a non-army or like a casual listener would feel, because at least for me, hearing Rap Line do what they do, it's like it's an experience all in itself.
Most definitely.
But yeah, I love seeing them like put like soap back to back on a verse. Like you
You do love
anytime
your soap back-to-back verses.
I do. They are soulmates, okay?
They
A
are.
soft spot. Soft spot.
Wow, that's so like interesting to hear you talk about that. I didn't even like think too hard about the composition, but I love the like how you explained it. And it was set up like perfectly. Ah.
Yeah.
They're so
I know, I
crazy.
just yeah. They're so gifted. I'm
They
sorry. Like I love
are.
them. Oof.
They are. Oh. Well, you know, definitely, obviously, from the video and just in general, it was very reminiscent, but also very optimistic.
Yes.
It's like, look at all these things that we've done, all these achievements that we have. Like, people are saying we're this, we're that, and, but honestly, we're still the same.
Yeah.
And that's so probably like hard to grapple with. Like you have all these titles and expectations because you've won these. I think they have a line about like crowns and trophies, and it's like, but that doesn't really equate to who they are and where they're going anymore. So it's like, how do you continue to achieve things that you want to without having to set reach these standards of what people are setting for you?
I think going al oh yeah,
No,
sorry, go
go
ahead.
ahead.
I think going along with that, like the crowns and trophies, like they're not about it anymore. And I think I think it's like they've been running so hard to, to be recognized in the sense of like we are just, a group that wants to bring a good message out to all their fans and like bring music to the world because that's what they love to do. But I think now, like, like anyone could really, get into the, what is the word for it? Get into the, like, not the routine, but like they can get caught up in. Oh, they have this many grand prizes. They have this many trophies. They have this and that and the other. And You know, good for BTS for thinking and understanding, like, hey, like, let's take a step back. Like, that's not what we want. It's what we want is to, again, reminisce on this time that they've had so far and doing all the things that they've done. And then also looking forward to what is coming. And
Yeah, definitely. Since, coming back to putting yet to come the most beautiful moment, has been a reoccurring theme for them as well. Like, obviously, HYOH Part 1 and 2, and then Young Forever is like, that's the whole focus. And they've always talked about what is the most beautiful moment. And, during that time, they thought those were going to be, their most beautiful moments because. Coming back to, they're always having commentary on society. Your youth is so valued, and people always try to say these are going to be your most beautiful moment and your most crucial and shaping parts of your life. But thinking about, as someone who is mid-20s going towards your 30s and like older and still trying to maintain your like you're still youthful, and you have like they have a line about like they still have youth in their hearts, and it's important to hear that message because there's gonna be more beautiful moments in your life, and there's still so much more left to fulfill and find fulfillment in life, and it's not just gonna be when you're young. It doesn't have to just be when you're young. Because we idolize as a society youth so much, and them going into their 30s and their majority of their fans going in to their late 20s to 30s, it's important to like grow and have that message, set that example for sure.
Yeah. No, I think that's very valid because I mean, hi, like I'm in that same boat. Like I'm in my late 20s and you know, everyone says like, "Oh, like you're getting to your 30s." Like it'll and you know how people are like after you turn 21, it's like it all goes
I
downhill.
know, or they're like,
And I'm
you turn
like
30, and it's like, oh no.
Yeah, and it's like, here's the thing, like I'm actually not scared of 30 anymore.
There's no
Like
need.
if anything, yeah, if it's genuinely like I don't feel like I'm in my late 20s. You know, like I feel like there is still so
I
much
don't either. I feel like COVID also took part of that away.
Screw you, COVID. But yeah, it's just like I kind of want to there's a part in Yet to Come where they're saying, sorry, I'm looking at my notes.
No, of course, I'm looking at mine as well.
Where they're saying like you said earlier, they're still the same like young guys who debuted in 2013. Like they're still the same, those same humans. It's just now they have more experience and more
Expectation.
things to, yeah, and in terms of who they are, it's the same. Like they are the same people. It's just that the circumstances and the environment changed. They're no longer the ones like chasing. Like they're now being the ones who are chased.
Ooh.
I think that's kind of where I saw that parallel. Because it's like they said something about still being the same young boys.
Still lives a boy who is ever young.
Yes, so again, like they are still showing us as armies, like it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter like when you joined and became an army, like those same people who started off with, you know, those small venues and now having venues that are like 50K or whatever, you know, they're still the same people who just love music and just want to share their music. It's just that the circumstances changed, which I think is very telling of, like, a lot of things that people experience. Like, you could be the same person, it's just you're in a different environment. And so, obviously, it seems like you changed, which, you know, of course, everyone's not static, but, you know, environment and circumstances obviously make a huge difference in any time or anything in anyone's life. So I think that's very important that they said that.
For sure. For sure. And I think you mentioned earlier, Yugi kind of breaks the verses before the chorus where he's like asking, I can't remember the exact lyric, like, what is your dream? Like, coming full circle from No More Dream, where it's like challenging people to like dream outside the box, or like just figuring out what your dream is beyond what, you know, the school system is like asking you and society is expecting from you. But now that asking what is your dream is totally shifted in this song, because it's like, okay, well, once you, you know, get to your late 20s, no one's asking you what your dream is anymore. It's already expected that you figure that out, right? And your dream doesn't any longer have to be a profession or, you know, an expectation. You can, you need to keep figuring out your dream your whole life. It's like, what is your dream? What is something you want to do that makes you happy? Your dream is shifting beyond what it is when you're in your youth. It's more personal. Your dreams are no longer represented in profession.
Right.
So I thought that came like completely full circle.
And I think another thing that's kind of not full circle to me, but kind of like they've changed, like they've evolved.
Definitely.
In when you compare from the intro to the outro, where they say, I think it's either Jin or Jimin. I didn't write it down.
It's okay.
But where they say, because I just want to see the next. And in the first, in the intro, they say, dazzlingly passing through the memory so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And then in the outro, or no. In the intro, they say diligently, and in the outro, they say dazzlingly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you just take the words, just it's the same thing, just one specific, like, different word. Looking at diligently, like, when you look at the meaning of the word, like, it's, like, a steady, like, earnest, like, they're eager, they're energetic, and it's, like, effort, like, putting in effort, versus dazzlingly, which is, like, extremely bright and impressive and just being brilliant. Like, I saw it as, you know, they were, and, you know, they still continue to work hard, and it's just putting full effort, versus, you know, now, like, they're the brightest out there. And that, again, that is something that was just kind of put on them.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they are the brightest out there. They are the ones that shine the brightest. So, I just found it very interesting to see the difference between those two, because it's the intro and the outro. And I was like, and they talk about it too. They say, you know, like, we had these, basically we had these titles thrust onto us that, you know, we don't, like, we didn't put that on.
Yeah, they don't, like, identify ourselves.
Like, yeah, they were just given, and sometimes they're not. Like, they're uncomfortable, like, it, because it puts so much pressure. So, yeah, I thought that was very interesting. After looking at the lyrics and hearing it a couple times, I was like, oh, wait, that's, like, a major difference in the intro and the outro.
Yeah, and looking at, what I don't know who said this lyric, but in Yet to Come, they have Dream and Hope and Going Forward. It's a reference to Young Forever, where it says, dream, hope, forward, forward. So it's in Young Forever, yes, they're more earnestly being like, dream, hope, like, we got to move forward, forward. Like, they're running, like, so fast and working, yes, in silence. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, dream, hope, and we're going forward, like, together, but, like, mm-hmm, not as earnestly. So the play on words,
yes,
just like what you, mm-hmm, said with the intro, outro, is interesting that we both, like, caught on to, like, pieces of that.
Mm-hmm. And you can see it in, like, the music video as well. Like, everything is, this is probably obviously like a very artistic choice that everything is in pretty much in slow motion, you know, like everything that they're doing, they are looking back, but then like they do look forward, mm-hmm, but they do it so like it's more like a pan versus like them like shifting quickly. And I think that's very telling of what they're trying to portray in this, too. Like, everything, like, yes, they're looking back, but, you know, it all happened so quickly. But when you think about it, like, that was a long time. Like, we are now moving forward. We're not just, again, speeding through and trying to get to the quote-unquote end point,
mm-hmm,
or like the final destination. Like, now they're not breezing through, but they're taking the time to really look at what they're doing and going through, rather than just like go.
Well, yeah, especially in like hip-hop industry, where there's like, you know, that 7-year curse,
mm-hmm,
that so many people are, so many groups are passing now, yes, but it used to be like such a curse. And
mm-hmm,
I mean, starting the song off wasn't honestly the best. that's it. That's our best. Like, these were amazing, but that can't be, yeah, that can't be it. Because so, mm-hmm, many artists, like, you know, they have their prime and like their whatever album or era or things where they felt were their best, they start to like replicate or try to replicate that feeling or that what they did during that time with their music, and it mm-hmm, never like sustains. And for them to be like, oh, these things are nice and everything we've done are like amazing and beautiful, but like there's so much more, right? There's so much more to look forward, right, to.
Yeah.
And they definitely know their demographic. Like, most ARMYs are,
yes,
18 to 29. So it's like we're growing with them, and they know that we're growing up and experiencing, yeah, these things. Mm. It's so unique.
Yeah. And I think it's really important that they do know that their demographic, I mean, the majority of their demographic. Obviously, yeah, we know, like,
this was just a poll I saw online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's so important that, like, you understand like your demographic, and the fact that we are pretty much like in the same age range,
mm-hmm,
is like, oh, like they do get it, like we're changing, and that's okay, and it's okay to want to take a step back and, you know, reminisce about time spent, because that's important for what you want to accomplish moving forward.
Mm-hmm. But not get caught up in trying, yeah, to replicate it or,
mm-hmm,
recreate that feeling.
Right, exactly. And they say, like, heading towards a day, like, where we're more like ourselves. And I thought, mm-hmm, that was, it made me feel sad, but also, like, optimistic, right? I feel like that's a lot of the emotions that come with this song, and obviously for youth as well. But it made me feel sad, because it's like, do they not feel like themselves beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
But then I realize it's just them discovering more and being even more authentic. So that's the point where I was like, you know what? Like, they're just being more authentic and more real.
And yeah,
it makes me optimistic and want to also make a change, which I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, But a lot of my Twitter timeline was, after like Festa Dinner came out and after Yet to Come and For Youth came out, a lot of people were like, you know what? Like, this did inspire me to, I want to take time for myself too and really learn and better myself because I've been so. And I feel like as armies too, sometimes we do get caught up in all of the content that we're getting from them, and we're like just BTS all the time, and not, if anything, sometimes deflecting. Like, I'm guilty of that.
Oh, same, same.
And for this to be like kind of a wake up call, like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna do it too. I'm gonna better myself. So I think
For
this has
sure.
been a very, at least for me, just like a really eye-opening time. So thank you,
Ah, I
BTS.
agree. Yeah, it has for me as well. I mean, that's what's so unique about our BTS and ARMY's like relationship and connection. It's we're always pushing each other to grow. And this song especially is like what they're saying is applying to them is encouraging to us. And I definitely did see a lot of people that were saying, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna make a list of things I've been wanting to do, but I'm too scared of." Or things that I haven't been like addressing. And I mean being a fangirl is a form of escapism, and I mean not
Guilty.
completely. I mean it's fun to have an escape and people that you identify with and that can make you forget about things that you're avoiding. Parasocial relationship, you know? But I definitely would use BTS to deflect a little bit things that I should be addressing. Not because, like, not in a bad way, it's just like they're such a positive thing in my life that I can choose to, think about and consume their media instead of thinking about things that, I need to do to move forward and figure out my own dream. So, though, yeah, that lyric about them wanting to find themselves more is a little bit like sad, but also I think, like I said, optimistic for sure.
And I also think that like just the way that they end the song, like you and I, like best moment is yet to come. Like it's just like a call out to anyone who's listening, but genuinely to each other and to armies. Like, we're evolving and you should evolve and not get stuck and be stagnant. And I think like we were just discussing, like it pushes us to strive to be better and to find what we want to accomplish. So
Yeah. No one understands except for us, like June said.
Yeah, for real.
And no one has to. Just us. I love talking about this song. I love talking about
I know
them.
this one. I know. I just it's comparing their, their early stuff that again was very much like we're trying to prove something.
Yeah.
And now being like, you know what? Like, we don't have to prove ourselves to anyone except to ourselves and to armies.
And I feel like that feeling is so universal, even if, not in the music industry. Like when you're young, like people's expectations and perceptions are so important to you. And I mean, as social media has gotten bigger, it still unfortunately is a little bit of a reality, but once you like leave high school and get older, like those aren't the key elements of your how you want to present yourself anymore. Like you can focus
So
on
true.
just yourself. I love thinking critically about their messages. It
I
makes me so
know.
excited. That's why I
I
wanted to do this
know.
podcast.
Yes.
I guess that's a wrap on Yet to Come.
Yeah.
Yay!
Wow.
Our second song.
Woo! If you're still here, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
No, honestly, if you're really listening to us still, I appreciate it so much. I want to hear what you're... I want to hear your thoughts, too. We want to hear what, you know, everyone else has to say. This is a discourse for anyone.
Yes. Please, we do enjoy seeing any type of response to anything that we say on this podcast. And let us know what you think.
On our social medias.
So, you know, DM us or, you know, just...
Email us even if you don't want to, like, share your voice. You can leave a voice message. Wow. A voice message on... if you go to our link tree, you can go to Anchor and leave us a little voice message. And we can, you know... Yes. Listen to it and respond to you. We can listen to it maybe on one of our episodes. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, so you can tweet at us or DM us at Purple Hour Pod on Twitter.
And it'll be the same handle on Instagram, Purple Hour Pod. Yeah, just any type of message you want to send us or let us know a song that you want us to do next.
Our TikTok is Purple Hour Podcast, like our full government name.
Yes, that is true.
So if you want to catch us on TikTok, we'll post some fun audios. We just want to hear from you, honestly.
Yeah, interact with us,
please.
Be friends.
Well, this was so fun.
It was so nice talking with you.
This was so nice, Lexi.
Yes, and genuinely, I've just been really liking recording. So I may not be on the next episode, but you know, the one after that.
For sure. You will be back.
Yes, I will.
All right. Well,
all right.
Thanks,
y'all.
Everyone.
I guess we have to go.
Stay safe. Take care.
Yes, drink some water.
Borja.
Bye.
Bye.